welcome back to the Tip TV Mining Show, sponsored by Blytheway and Bearer Dolbear. Charlie and I have got a packed show for you today. We're going to be speaking to Richard Williams of Strongbow Exploration later on. But first of all, let's have a look at what's been going on in the world of mining this week. If we can take to the first slide, we can see that generally, precious metals have been underperforming. Oil has been doing well. Charlie, can you talk us through this?
Yeah, I think there's several things going on, Beth, but I think, you know, most of all, what you can see is a continuation, if you like, but of the trend that we began to saw at the end of last week. We began to have this talk about some sort of OPEC supply cut deal. That seems to follow through into this week. Speculations as to whether and to what extent the Russians are going to join in that. So it's a very strong performance from oil again, up 15%. Interesting to see that hard coking coal has really retained its strength. That's been the star performer, the completely unexpected star performer over the course of the year so far, but that's maintained its strength. And then at the other end of the spectrum, it's very much a negative week for the precious metals. You can see silver, gold and platinum all sitting at the bottom in terms of their performances. Silver is down about 8%, and gold and is down about 5%, and platinum somewhere between the two. So you're really seeing that split between those two things. Interesting, copper is creeping up. There have been one or two rumblings about the extent to which hard coking coal is, whether that rally that we've seen in the course of the last 2 months, whether that's sustainable. Certainly, thus far, it seems sustainable. And some concern from some quarters as well about copper. I think that's mostly linked to the China story. There was news out in the last 24 hours about China exports and manufacturing, and that was quite a lot worse than expected. So, you know, it seems to be 1 week you get one piece of news out of China and one piece you get the reverse sort of news out of China. So, but anyway, that is a slight concern. If you look at what that means in terms of year-to-date performances, we go to the next slide. What you'll see is hard coking coal still, you know, by far the star outperformer there. But oil has now flip-flopped over zinc. So oil is now the second best performer. Who would have thought of that at the beginning of the year? So oil flip-flopped over zinc. Iron ore is now a better performer than silver, so that has flip-flopped over silver. Silver gone. Nickel has jumped. That is a relatively very good performance from nickel, because it's leapt over both lead and platinum. Nickel very much dominated by stories out of Indonesia and out of the Philippines. To what extent mines may or may not close, particularly as a result of the Philippines audit, and to what extent there is or is not going to be a ban on raw ore exports out of the Philippines. Nevertheless, very good performance by nickel in relative terms. If you look at year to date, nickel is only a fraction behind gold in terms of its performance. Again, it's one of those who would have thought of that at the beginning of the year, but that does seem to be the case. And then we got lead leaping over platinum as well. Copper and uranium still bringing up the rear, very much so. You can see that copper really hasn't moved over the course of the year, which I suppose you could look against some other asset classes and say, actually, that's not a bad performance to be unchanged over dollars. Nevertheless, in terms of commodities, that's a relative laggard. And uranium continues a rather miserable period that it's been having. It's down by about a third still since the beginning of the year. I don't know if that's a little bit of an uptick. I mean, I can see it is a little bit of an uptick at the end. Whether it's a dead cat bounce, as someone call it, or a sucker's punch, as others would call it, remains to be seen. But in terms, if you look at sort of the equity stories on the back of that, if we just look at, you know, since last week, what has happened? It's noticeable amongst the leaders. You still have zinc and coal up there. Tech A, Tech B, both very much up there. Kinross, I think that's showing the follow through from its 3-year pay deal with the unions at Tasiast. Glencore is another one that's very much coal and zinc. And just talk about, they have a mine called Collinsville in Queensland. It has been shut, but they've been talking recently, and they're saying they're seeing demand for that type of coal, and they're talking about reopening that particular mine. So that's amongst the leaders. In terms of the index itself is actually barely changed, which is probably not a bad equity performance, given that metals prices were generally lower. And the oil price is that much higher. Then if you look at the laggards, and unusual to see Randgold Resources amongst them, but Randgold Resources seems to be in a slight dispute with the Mali. Well, it is in dispute with the Mali government about taxes. Mali has closed Randgold's offices in the capital, Bamako. So that seems to be that seems to be affecting their share price. In addition, the unions, the mining unions in Mali, have called a strike. So that's weighing on their share price to some extent. First Majestic, still seeing a I mean, that was a decline of last time. It's a decline of this time round. Alrosa, the diamond, the Russian diamond producer, that was amongst the leaders. Now it's amongst the laggards. Centamin, we'll see in a minute. They had Q3 results, and by and large, actually, they were pretty positive in terms of their statements. But nonetheless, that is a laggard in US dollar terms. You're seeing quite a large currency effect, of course, because we have had that weakness in sterling as well. So you're seeing a disproportionate number of UK-listed counters appearing amongst the fallers. So hence, you've got Acacia Mining in there as well. Well, Goldfields was named by a South African regulator for misstating its turnover, which seems rather unusual for a mining company, because that's you know, that is something that doesn't tend to happen. I suppose that the big news, if you like, is in Alcoa, and that is traditionally the first American counter in the earnings season to report. They reported, and their results were instead. There were the Wall Street's expectations, and there was a lot of noise about beforehand about how they were going to beat expectations, and actually they probably came in just under expectations. So Alcoa shares very heavily hit there. They will be. This is the last time we'll see Alcoa report as a combined entity. They're going to split into an upstream and downstream division. The upstream will retain the Alcoa brand, and then the more high tech, or the tech end, Arconic, will be the new company. So I assume that Blondie will be singing a song about them quite soon.
Absolutely. And if we can move on to the next slide, we can have a look at what's been going on in the news this week.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I would say, look, good news from Caledonia. You can see there, Bullman commissioning as planned, third quarter output up 13%. Firestone completing major construction at Likabong Diamond Mine in Lesotho. Ivanhoe, always in the news, Ivanhoe planning a maiden resource estimate at Kakula, at its Kamoa prospect in the DRC, and good drilling results out of Armidale. So if you look at the next slide, you can see what that means in terms of share price movements. Armidale, look at that. Armidale with their good drilling results out of their Mahenge Liandu prospect. A coarse flake graphite there, and a very positive reaction, up 40% at one stage. All right, it's given about half of that back, but still up 15% over the course of the week. That's a very, very strong performance. Interesting to look at the companies there which appear to have had bad news, or whose share prices have fallen. Actually, if you look at the news associated with it, actually it's been quite positive. So Centamin, third quarter, they're expecting output for the full year to be the upper end of their guidance. Endeavour relocating its headquarters to London from Vancouver, Paris and Monaco. That's definitely not bad news, and certainly very good news for London, and really bolstering London's image as a centre of mining finance. Banro came out with their quarterly results as well. Third quarter results, and they said that they were on track to meet their guidance. So that seemed to be certainly not bad news. So surprising again to see their share price falling. So actually, I think what's going on at the bottom end of the chart there, Anglo Platinum selling sections of Amandelbult to Northam. Again, that's normally good news for the seller. And finally, Sibanye, which is Old Goldfields in South Africa, saying normal operations have been resumed at Cook, which is Old Randfontein Estates, for people who like to speak in old money. And again, you know, that's good news after an illegal strike was called off. So all of that is good news, and yet you see those share prices falling. So I think it's probably nothing to do with the news. Actually, it's all to do with the fact that there has been profit-taking in the sector. We have seen metals prices just give up some of those profits, and therefore, as a result of those, you're seeing the equities falling away. But in a way, it shows even more strikingly to what extent, you know, they've outperformed at the other end of the spectrum when you look at the Armidales, the Firestones, the Caledonias and the Ivanhoes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Charlie. Don't go anywhere. Next, we're speaking to Richard Williams of Strongbow Exploration. We'll be right back after the break.